Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us on the line right now is Susham Modi. Susham is a Houston-based immigration attorney, founder of the Modi Law Firm. I'm made to understand he goes by Modi. We'll say Modi. Welcome to the show. Thanks for making time today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Listen, so I got kind of fussed at by some listeners yesterday, some comments I made about immigration and the impact on the workforce here. They said, you got to get an immigration attorney. So I got one. From your legal perspective, how have Trump's immigration policies, specifically mass deportation, changed the makeup of the U.S. workforce?
Yeah, I mean, that's a broad question. We've seen a lot of changes in the last 6 months, specifically for work authorization. I mean, one quick point here is about 1 million individuals that had proper work authorization no longer have it, based on two programs that the Trump administration eliminated. One is called TPS, Temporary Protected Status. About 600,000 Venezuelan and Haitians that like had that, like they applied for it, have proper work authorization, they no longer have it. Mm-hmm. And then about 400,000 parolees, that's like another discretionary way to stay in the U.S., based on like Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, they no longer have it. So if you combine just those two programs alone, we've lost about 1 million individuals with legal work authorization that had legal work authorization. And that's not including the fear that we're seeing with undocumented workers fulfilling certain needs in the workforce, like construction or other places, because they're afraid to go to work. So you see, you've seen a lot of articles about farmers, about farms and construction workers and healthcare sector. So those areas, you know, I personally have seen a lot of clients afraid to go to even the grocery store. So, and they have proper like pending applications. And so if we combine that, there's a lot of fear of going to work. And I think you're going to see that fear impact the economy and the workforce eventually.
Funny thing, Matt, that's exactly what I said yesterday. And people told me in their experience, they're not seeing that and that I was wrong and that it couldn't possibly be true that people are afraid to not only show up to work, but to go to a hospital or to go to, you know, interface with the legal system in some way to make sure that their paperwork is current and they're staying in touch with immigration authorities. You're saying that is happening at scale.
The latter part, not so much. Like applying for the paperwork, we've actually seen certain increases. So, for example, people who are permanent residents, like permanently here, like legal permanent residents,
yeah,
they know they don't have as much protection as being a U.S. citizen, right? And you saw it with that case of the individual who did peaceful protests against Gaza, but then was put in deportation proceedings based on it. So, like, even, you know, green card holders, what a lot of people don't realize is minor criminal history could put you in deportation proceedings or even no criminal history, like this peaceful protest. So you've seen actually a huge increase in applications in our firm for, like, naturalization or trying to find a really good lawyer to fight their court case and things like that. Whereas other aspects of it, like not the legal case, but like maybe going to the grocery store or going to work, or you see the raids at like Home Depots and churches and schools, I think you're seeing a lot more fear there.
Modi, what are you hearing from employers in, you know, for example, you know, farming and construction, the sort of what we think is the sort of bellwether industries that have a greater than average share of immigrant workers? What are you hearing from them? Is production slowing down or construction projects being delayed because they cannot find workers to do these jobs?
Yeah, I think it is. And actually, you know, I'll put a shout out here to my father. My father has been in the construction industry for over 40 years. And I actually spoke to him earlier today about what he's seeing on the ground there. He's a senior estimator, was a project manager before. And he's seeing subcontractors. So he works for a general contractor that hires subcontractors, and he does the bidding on different projects. And he's seeing subcontractors go bankrupt. So think of subcontractors as like the painters, you know, electricians, that sort of stuff. So if they can't get the labor, either they're raising the prices. He said he's seen, because he does all the math for the estimating, he's seen prices raised by about over 25% on different projects, which is huge. That's going to impact, I think, the economy eventually. And then that's one part of it. And then that cost gets eaten up in different ways. Like the general contractor takes a loss. There's multiple people that take losses for that. But then the subcontractors themselves are going bankrupt. So he mentioned a recent case where they can't find painters, like, to do the painting for the actual job. So I think you are going to see a major impact on construction industries, and that's not including material costs going up. So you saw with these tariffs, there have been delayed material costs like timber, steel, different labor, different material costs in addition to labor costs.
So that's how we get to this place where, you know, I'm up late last night and, you know, studying about this, and I see some kind of surprising reports that there's a broad consensus among economists that there are millions of jobs that are at risk here, even for U.S. born workers, you know, not people who are in some sort of temporary protected status, or they're from Cuba and they're on this parole program. People who were born in America, their jobs are at risk because of, you know, all the reasons you just pointed out, these price increases and these other things that are making these projects no longer tenable or no longer profitable. So deporting immigrants can affect jobs for people who were born here.
Yeah, it's actually interrelated. So, like, for example, you know, my father's a U.S. citizen. I think his company has got, you know, they've either laid off or reduced their workforce, like legal workforce, by about 50%. They made people part-time in this construction company that he works for. So, you know, you are seeing a major shift here, and that's not including the way it goes all the way down. So, for example, I mean, I think all of us Americans are feeling it everywhere we're buying anything, right? So inflation has been persistent. We go to the grocery store, you know, why is a bag of chips $5, right? I mean, you know, picking, if you're starting to include picking fruit and the farm workers and all that stuff, you're seeing increases there too. And we're all feeling, I mean, I know I am, you know, when I go to the grocery store as well. And I think there's a delay between when something happens and when it trickles all the way down to the consumer. And you're going to start seeing the consumer reactions more and more. You know, I actually spoke with a bankruptcy lawyer for a different matter, like referring each other cases, a couple of weeks ago. And he said he's starting to see more and more corporate bankruptcies as well.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow.
Modi, we just have a little bit of time left here, and I want to kind of shift away from, you know, spreadsheets and who's making money and what projects are getting canceled and just talking more about the human toll for a moment. You've represented a lot of workers who are facing deportation. What happens to those people's families in their communities when they're suddenly snatched off the street, disappeared into a, you know, detention facility, difficult to get in touch with them? Maybe they get deported, maybe they don't. But what happens to their families and their communities in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, this is what's difficult, right? It's because we're all just people at the end of the day. I mean, even if you want to look at it scientifically, we all come from the earth, so we're a family, right? So it's hard to see family be separated and people put in jail and lose their ability to work and feed their family. So that's the human toll. And I know, you know, part of the question was not including stats anymore. But even if we did include stats, like about 75% of the people being picked up, like at Home Depots and churches and schools, and the fear that's arising, these are just objective stats because nonprofits did a records request from the government. About 75% have no criminal convictions whatsoever. So it's not like we're using our limited law enforcement to go after the bad apples. We're going after the hardworking individuals. And so that's the real problem that we're seeing. And in cases, the thing is the law doesn't fit really well, like, with everybody. And so what used to happen is there was called prosecutorial discretion. So like, if you were married to a U.S. citizen and you have a U.S. citizen child, in fact, I had a consul earlier today about this, but if you're, you know, married to a U.S. citizen, you have a U.S. citizen child, a kind of way that eventually maybe you could get a green card. We're seeing those cases be a lot more difficult now. Like somebody's in deportation proceedings and the government attorney and the judge are not agreeing to use their discretion to terminate that case so they can pursue the green card. And you're talking about like a one-year-old child. That's not including the recent policy trying to extend what you mentioned earlier, which is detention, like immigration jail. So that was another discretion, is people are released on parole more. And if they didn't show up to their court hearing, they'd be ordered deported. And especially if they have situations where they're married to a U.S. citizen, you know, they're going to try to show up to their court hearings for the most part because they have a pathway. Now they're not getting released and they're not giving the discretion to try to pursue their cases easily. So in multiple ways, between being apprehended, like with no criminal history at Home Depots and things, being put in detention, and then the lack of discretion in court, like you're seeing it get harder and harder for the people, again, that don't have criminal history, that have U.S. citizen family members. And that's not to lose hope. There could be a possibility for them to stay, but it's going to be a much more difficult case, more expensive, more legal arguments because of these recent policies.
Modi, we have to stop there, but this has been really illuminating for me and for the audience. Modi, Susham Modi, is a Houston-based immigration attorney, founder of the Modi Law Firm. Thank you for your time, your work, and your way, man. We appreciate you so much. We'll keep you in the Rolodex.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Thanks for inviting me.
And to you as well.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.